Up next is a true female impersonator who was by far the most prolific recording artist of that genre. His name was Ray Bourbon, and he left a legacy from the 30s through the 60s of 78s, 45s, and LPs. He performed with Mae West on Broadway and even did a show at Carnegie Hall. In the 40s and 50s, he recorded a series of albums on his own label. As you'll see, his style was more recitation than singing, and it was accented by his famous giggle. From the album You're Stepping on My Eyelashes, here's I Must Have a Greek.
Sometimes I take a mental trip around the world and try to picture the perfect man I seek. But in my love parade, all other nations fade. I want to have, I gotta have, I have to have, I'm gonna have a Greek with cheek. Some girls I know are dying for a lay from Hawaii with a wicky-wacky waka-key physique. Some girls go completely jerky when they meet a thing from Turkey. But me, Greek. Other girls would give a million to bitch woo with a Brazilian or engage a Portuguese and hide a Sikh. But for rolling on a haystack or as a jockey on my racetrack, ha! Greek. Not a freak. If I should ever bask in an affair with an Alaskan, the heat would make the igloo spring a leak. And though they say the going's meaty, when you have a sweetie, sweetie. Oh, Cora, just drag me in an old, tired, loused-up Greek. A Frenchman knows his angles, and a gypsy knows his bangles, and a Pole won't care what language you might speak. And a golden bronze Tahitian is nice, but not as Grecian as a thoroughly domesticated Greek. Ain't that the truth, girl? You know it's the truth. You know it. Now, in some parts of Italy, they do it rather wittily. But I never like spaghetti, so to speak. And the Swiss are small and cheesy. And the Eskimos are sneezy. Who the hell wouldn't rather have a Greek? Some girls can't help feeling skittish in the arms of someone British. On the other hand, some ladies go quite weak at the sight of a Scotsman kilted, and especially if this kilt is tilted, but me, Greek. So unless your inclinations can stand on Greek foundations, you can peddle your papaya up the creek. I may weaken for a weak god, but he's gonna be a Greek god. I'm gonna have a Greek with cheek, not a freak. Greek.
In the mid-50s, to capitalize on the news of Christine Jorgensen's operation, Ray changed the spelling of his name from R-A-Y to R-A-E and issued an album called Let Me Tell You About My Operation. It was all hype, though, and he milked it like the expert he was. Another renowned female impersonator was T.C. Jones, who in the 50s managed to appear in several movies and even on television on the Ed Sullivan and Steve Allen shows. He was famous for impersonating actresses like Tallulah Bankhead, Betty Davis, and in this sketch, Katharine Hepburn.
It was just one of those things, just one of those crazy things, like one of those bells that now and then rings. It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights. A trip to the moon, I'm gross singer, gas on my wings, sorry, just one of those things. But if we thought a bit about the end of it as we started painting the town, paint, we'd been aware that our love affair was too hot. It was a hot one, wasn't it? It was just one of those nights, just one of those fabulous flights. A trip to the moon, holy cow, jet-propelled way up there with Spencer, then way back down again. Now the calla lilies are in bloom again, such a strange flower, suitable for any occasion. I wore them on my wedding day, and now I place them here in memory of something very beautiful that has died. Goodbye, Sebastian. So it's farewell in amen. Here's hoping we meet now and then. You are great fun, but you were just one of those things. Bravo.
That was from the T.C. Jones album from 1959 called Himself. And I've got one more singing drag queen for you. This time a very obscure one who moved from the U.S. to England and did sort of a comedy opera style. Here's Jean Fredericks from her 1964 album Recitals Are a Drag, singing a title that's true no matter how you read it. The song is A good man is hard to find.
My heart's sad and I am all forlorn. My man's treating me mean. All regrets the day that I was born. And that man of mine I've never seen. My happiness I never lost a day. My heart is almost breaking when I say, a good man is hard to find. You always get the other kind. Just when you think that he is your guy, you look for him and find him fooling round another gal. Then you wave, you even crave to see him laid in his grave. So if your man is nice, take my advice and love him in the morning, kiss him every night, give him plenty loving to read him right. For a good man nowadays is hard to find. A hard man is good to find. You always get the other kind. Just when you think that he is your shag, you look for him and find him fooling round the house and drag. Then you rave, you even crave to see him lay in his grave. So if your man is nice, take my advice and love him in the morning, kiss him every night, give him plenty loving, treat him right. For a good man nowadays is hard to find.
That was Gene Fredericks. Let's take a quick break to remind you that you are listening to Queer Music Heritage on KPFT, 90.1 FM in Houston. And this is a good time to encourage you to be sure to listen to After Hours with Jimmy Carper every Saturday night from midnight to 4 a.m. on KPFT. It's Queer Radio with Attitude.
We're three caballeros, three gay caballeros. They say we are birds of a feather. We're happy amigos, no matter where he goes. So one, two, or three goes, we're always together.
And that was thrown in for pure camp value. Of course, that was the Andrews Sisters with Gay Caballeros from 1944. Some of you may remember actor Jack Weston in the hilarious drag version of that song in the 1976 movie The Ritz. In the 50s and especially the 60s, it seems the only gay presence in music was in songs where the singers were making fun of gay people, with results that were borderline homophobic. They somehow don't seem as offensive now as they probably were then. I put together a quick collage of several of these songs. The first is folk singer Casey Anderson singing one called Sweet Sydney. You'll recognize it immediately as a parody of the hit Big Bad John. That song was the natural inspiration of at least half a dozen parody variations, though in the others, our hero was given the stereotypical gay name of Bruce. Here's Sweet Sydney and Friends.
Every morning at the salon you could see him arrive. 5'6", weighing 105. Narrow at the shoulders and broad at the hips, with a delicate smile on his painted lips. Sweet Sydney. Nobody knew where Sid called home. Had a place on Fire Island where he lived alone. A likable fellow, though kind of quiet and shy. And if he spoke at all, he just said, "Hi, sweetie."
Beach Boys for sale or rent. I'll hum this song for 50 cents. White tennies and pink hairnets and black and gold tip cigarettes. But I'm a great big strong old handsome man, barefoot boy with cheeks of tan. 'Cause I'm a man of means with tight jeans, queen of the beach.
He uses powder, lipstick, and paint. If you sneak behind him, he's liable to faint. A real live He-Man is what he ain't. He's the Queen of Fire Island. He walks along, hands on his hips. He likes to hang around those battleships. But when he sees a sailor, he twitches his lips. He's the Queen of Fire Island. He's got dreamy eyes, curly hair. He just dyed it yellow. Doesn't smoke and doesn't swear. He's just a very nice fellow.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wondering in the night, what were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting. Something in your smile was so exciting. Something in my heart told me I must have you.
Homer, a happy little homosexual.
Sexual.
You find that though he may be intellectual, tap your little feet out, sweetheart. He's well adjusted, I suppose. He doesn't care if the whole world knows. He goes cruising every night, wearing pants that are too damn tight.
Because he's Homer,
a happy little homosexual.
Sexual.
And though he may be very ineffectual,
factual,
finds a fella every week to take him dancing cheek to cheek. Homer, the happy little fag. Yeah.
Gee whiz. Homer, he's the queen of men.
So very gay.
Okay. Who were those guys making fun of us? As I mentioned, the song Sweet Sidney was by Casey Anderson from 1962. In 1967, comedian Peter Dana did a parody of Roger Miller's King of the Road called Queen of the Beach. And from the 50s party album billed with the obvious fake name Saul T. Peter came the song Queen of Fire Island. In 1966, the duo Teddy and Darryl parodied a lot of songs on their album These Are the Hits, You Silly Savages, with the best one being their twisted Strangers in the Night. The only song with some gay legitimacy was the last one, Homer the Happy Little Homosexual. It came from the mysterious Camp Records label, which through the early 60s issued 2 albums and 1045s, which appeared to be more on our side in their humor. Now, it wasn't just male artists poking fun at gay people, although these next 2 female artists seemed to be able to do so with more class and in a much more positive manner. Nan Blakestone sang risque songs in nightclubs and recorded a number of what were called party records in the 30s and 40s. In 1949, she gave us one called He Should Have Been a Whack.
Now, we all know the draft caught some fellows who would have felt more at home in the wax. The sort of a boy who would marry a girl because he could wear her size slacks. Now, here is the story of a boy like that, who's out of the army and yet will never forget his army days, and whom the army will never forget. When Sparkle faced his draft board, they looked at him and said, there's a number we'll just have to have. He'll make the army co-ed. So Sparkle gave up his job, and they sent him to camp at Dick's, where he soon became a soldier and taught the army new tricks. But there was sadness at the launderette the day that Sparkle went. All the boys chipped in and bought a little throw rug for his tent. They drank a toast to Sparkle, and they wished him cheer and luck. They knew no matter where he went, he'd make those sergeants buck. And Sparkle told them to be brave till he came back for more, to carry on and act real gay, just as they had before. To make a man of Sparkle was the government's intent, but it's quite strange they missed, for little Sparkle changed the entire regiment. Now, he started with the privates, just to prove he was one of the mob, and he went right down the chain of command to show he was no snob. That all began to like Sparkle. I mean, they acted like him, sort of debonair, and the camp began to look like Vassar, even though Daisy wasn't there. A certain Colonel Gruff and Grim, who's always been stern and staid, deserted his ride and began to ride side saddle on parade. And a little private from Brooklyn, who was simply allergic to chintz, got himself transferred to Texas, and he's never been heard of since. One day a captain became livid and blamed it on politics. When the PX ran out of Chanel number 5 and tried to sell him number 6, a major got so jealous when a lieutenant made a crack that he tried to pull rank on the Louis, but the Louis just pulled it right back. Though today, to Sparkle, the army is a memory growing dim. There are many Camp Dick's darlings who owe their success to him. Yes, the army got that new look when Sparkle came to camp. It was swish, swish, swish instead of tramp, tramp, tramp.
We got married in the spring. To prove it, here's my wedding ring. I always think of my blushing groom whenever I see the pansies bloom.
Oh, no!
Say it cannot be. Queer things are happening to me. A groom should bring his bride some joy. A boy supposed to be a boy. I told him about the birds and bees, but he still wears those pink shimmies.
Oh, no!
Say it cannot be. Queer things are happening to me. His hair is curly as can be. He uses curlers just like me. When I find lipstick on his tie, he says there's no other woman, so it must be a guy.
Oh no!
Quelle tragédie. Are happening to me. He's so big and he's so strong. I can't figure out where he went wrong. Must have got caught right in between. His name is Chris, it ought to be Christy.
Oh no!
Say it cannot be. Queer things are happening to me. He's never been to Gay Paris, but he is gay as he can be. His friends are sweet, they're the queerest band. They turn my home into a fairyland.
Oh, no!
Oh, what a tragedy. Queer things are happening to me. We went one night to a masquerade, and I dressed up like a parlor maid. Everyone knew it was me right away, but no one knew he was the queen of the May.
Oh, no!
Woodman, spare that tree. Queer things are happening to me. Whenever we go out to dine, I buy him pheasant and apricot wine. But he says, no, what can I do? He doesn't want to try anything that's new.
Oh, no!
Marron, say it cannot be. Queer things are happening to me. While I was walking down the aisle, his friends all stood around and smiled. I found out why, and it hurts my pride. They knew he liked the best man better than the bride.
Oh, no!
No, it can't. And I'll do what I can, but the both of us have got to get a man.
I followed Nan Blakestone with Ruth Wallace and her song from 1948 called Queer Things Are Happening. Her style was very sassy, and she was called the High Priestess of the Double Entendre and Queen of the Wicked Ditties. Wallace did it all. She sang, wrote her own material, and had her own record label. A musical based on her life opened on Broadway in 2003 and ran for almost a year. It was called Boobs the Musical, The World According to Ruth Wallace. And I want to throw in a quickie poking fun at gay people. It's actually a parody of a commercial for Chesterfield cigarettes, and it's from an obscure comedy album from the 50s. You won't believe it.
Fire Island, and you'll survey the most exciting faggots in the world today. Even on the ferry boat, you'll find a man stops and takes big pleasure when and where he can.
Chesterfield!
Tight little island full of gay romance. They wear gay sandals and they wear tight pants. Sun-drenched top to bottom every day. Blessed with the miracle of being gay. The very best of faggots in the USA. Giving big, big pleasure in a big, big way.
Chesterfield!
The taste you've been missing and the length you've learned to like. Full queen size, tops and friendly satisfaction. Join the big swish to Chesterfield Queen. New choice of the fags of America.
Chesterfield!
Now we're up to what I'm calling some 50 styles women's music. Beverly Shaw was a nightclub singer who moved to Los Angeles in the early 50s and performed at the Flamingo Club. And after several years, bought her own night spot, the Club Laurel, where she starred for almost 15 years, making it one of the most popular gay clubs in the city. Probably in the late 50s or early 60s, she issued her own album called Songs Tailored to Your Taste. From it, here's a bit of Secret Love.
Once I had a secret love that lived in the heart of me. All too soon my secret love became impatient to be free. So I told a friendly star the way that dreamers often do. Just how wonderful you are, why, my darling, I'm so in love with you. Now I shout it from the highest hill, even told the golden daffodil. At last my heart an open door, and my secret love's no secret anymore.
I chose the song Secret Love deliberately because it's one of those songs that were kind of adopted by gay people in those years, because we could identify with loves that had to be kept secret. One of the contemporaries of Beverly Shaw was Lisa Benn. Now, Lisa Benn is a pen name and is an anagram of the word lesbian. She's quite historic in her own right for producing the very first lesbian or gay publication in 1947 called Vice Versa. She's in her 80s now and lives in Los Angeles. About a year ago, when I was planning a trip there, I contacted her and requested an interview. She declined, saying she had gone into seclusion, but she did write me a nice letter back. I had specifically asked her about her memories of Beverly Shaw, and she told me of seeing her often and admiring her singing. Anyway, Lisa was at the Flamingo Club one night, and one of the female impersonators told a rude joke referring to Beverly Shaw. Lisa decided right then and there that she would write some parodies of popular songs and that they would be positive gay songs. So she did, and later performed some of them at that same club. In 1960, the lesbian organization Daughters of Bilitis released a 45 RPM record of two of these, and I'm very pleased to share with you one of these very rare songs, a parody of Frankie and Johnny.
Frankie and Johnny were lovers. Lordy, but how they could tell. Swore to stick to one another, just like two West postage stamps. He was his man, but he done him wrong. Frankie swished down to the gay bar to sip him some pink lemonade. Asked, has my Johnny been in here? Was he caught in last night's raid? Oh, he's my man. Is he a-doing me wrong? The bartender said, listen, Frankie, I ain't gonna tell you no lies. Your John's got it made with a piece of trade who is known as a Nelly Bly. If he's your man, ooh, honey, he's a-doing you wrong. Frankie went to the hotel room, knelt down by the keyhole to spy, and sure enough, there was his John boy fooling round this other guy. He caught his man, he was a-doing him wrong. Frankie flew down to the gun shop, bought a pearl handle 44. Through the suit at his fickle fruit, he shot right through that door. He shot his man for doing him wrong. Frank was not much of a marksman, and that hotel door was shut. The bullets were meant for their cruel, cruel hearts, and they landed in there. But he shot his man for doing him wrong. Now this story has quite a moral, as you can plainly see. Plenty more fruit in the orchard, so go out and shake that tree. Don't shoot your man for doing you wrong. Never, never shoot your man for doing you wrong.
Frankie and Johnny by Lisa Benn. In 1960, Bobby Marchand had a number one R&B hit with the song There Is Something on Your Mind. And he had quite a colorful background. In 1953, he organized a troupe of female impersonators called the Powder Box Review. And when he was booked in New Orleans for a while, he decided to stay and worked in the clubs as a female impersonator, MC, and singer. He was signed to Ace Records and worked for a while with Huey Piano Smith, producing some of the finest New Orleans rock and roll. He recorded for various record labels through the 70s, but never matched his hit, There Is Something on Your Mind.
By the way you look at me, I truly do believe something is worrying your troubled mind. There is something on your mind. By the way you look at me, there is something on your mind, baby. By the way you look at me, oh,
You know, it's so hard to be in love with someone. It's so hard to be in love with someone that don't love you. And it carries a heavy burden on your heart to know that the someone they love is your very best friend. I tell you, when somebody else is rocking your cradle better than you can rock your cradle yourself, there's only one thing left in this world for you to do. Pack your clothes, turn around, walk slowly out the door, look over your left shoulder, hang your head and say, if you ever think about me, if I ever cross your mind, girl, girl, if you ever think about me, pretty baby, if I ever cross your mind. You're going downtown to the pawn shop and get yourself a pistol. And then you make it back up on the scene where your loved one and your best friend are now together. You go right in and bust down the door and shoot him. You can't shoot her because you know if you shoot her, all of your love and your long lifetime will be gone forever. And just as you make it up in your mind to forgive her, here come another one of your best friends through the door. This really makes you blow your top. And you go right ahead and don't hurt her to your heart and shoot her. And realizing what you've done, you say, baby, please, forgive me. I'm sorry. And with her last dying breath, she looks up at you and say, do, 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 do.
What a drama queen. Again, that was Bobby Marchand. I've got two more early 60s artists I want to slip in. One was a soul singer who performed mainly in the Toronto area and was known for his flamboyant, effeminate stage persona. His name was Jackie Shane, and he even had a top 10 hit in Canada with some lyrics that were fairly blatant for 1963 in his song called Any Other Way.
Here you come again. And you say that you're my friend, but I know why you're here. She wants to know how I feel. Tell her that I'm happy. Tell her that I'm gay. Tell her I wouldn't have it any other way. Since we've been apart, and when I pass, I hear them whisper, there he goes with a broken heart. But when you see my baby, here's what you say. Tell her I wouldn't have it any other way. Say, my friend, now we'd better say goodbye. I think you'd better go right now, or you might see me cry. But when you see my baby, this is what you say. tell her I wouldn't have been any other way.
And I'm moving from Jackie Shane to Troy Walker with a song that he said stopped his career.
It seemed like happiness. Happiness is just a little thing called Joe. Now Joe, he's got a way that makes the lilacs wanna grow. You know, little Joe, Joe, he's got a way that makes all the angels heave a sigh when they know that little Joey, little Joe is passing by. Sometimes the cabin's gloomy, the table may be a little bare, but then Joe, he'll kiss you and it's Christmas everywhere. Your troubles fly away, your life is easy go. Now, does little Joe love you good? Well, that's all. That's all you need to know. You see, your happiness is just a little thing called Joe. Little Joe, little Joe. Well, that's Joey.
From the 1962 album Troy Walker Live, that was Judy Garland's song, Happiness is Just a Thing Called Joe. Walker was also a very flamboyant artist, and even for Los Angeles standards, his style was probably a bit too much. There were, of course, gay and lesbian artists who were successful, some who were fairly open, like Frances Faye, and a whole list of those who were quite closeted, like Johnny Ray, Kay Ballard, Tab Hunter, Johnny Mathis, and, of course, Liberace. Well, now I bet you thought I was going to do this whole show and not play the campy, queer classic, Masculine Women, Feminine Men. Now, how could I do that? From 1926, here's Merritt Bruny's and his Friars Inn Orchestra. It's one of 10 versions I've collected of this song, but I think it's the best.
Thank you. feminine men. Which is a rooster, which is a hen? It's hard to tell them apart today. And say, sister is busy learning to shave, brother just loves a permanent wave. It's hard to tell them apart today. Hey, hey, girls were girls and boys were boys when I was a child. Now we don't know who's who, even what was. Knickers and trousers, baggy and wide, nobody knows who's walking inside. Those masculine women and feminine men.
Okay, unfortunately it's time to wrap up this show, but I want to pay a special thanks to Charles Cage. Charles is a collector friend of mine of many years, and he introduced me to many of the rare records you heard tonight. As always, if you have questions or comments about any of the music I featured, please write to me at qmheritage@aol.com, and I wish you would. My site this month has a lot more information about this old music, along with rare photos of the artists and recordings. Also, in order to fit in as much of this music as possible into an hour's show, I had to use only shortened clips. You can hear a version of my show with more complete songs and a few extras on my site. It's at www.queermusicheritage.com. This is J.D. Doyle for Queer Voices on KPFT in Houston, and I'll be back on the fourth Monday of next month with the next installment of Queer Music Heritage. That'll be a special show featuring the winners of the 2004 Out Music Awards. I'm ending the show with an example of a song that was accidentally gay. It was by a very straight artist who happened to record a song that today sounds very campy and is a perfect closing song. From 1953, here's Perry Como with Keep It Gay.
Keep it gay, keep it light, keep it fresh, keep it fair. Let it bloom every night, give it room, give it air.
Keep your love a lovely dream, another wake it. Make it happy and be happy as you make it. Let it sing like a nightingale in May. Keep it gay, keep it free, or you'll frighten it away. Take it easy and enjoy it while you take it.
Keep it gay, keep it gay, keep it gay.